Shabbos Perek Yigimel Mishnah Zayin. Yosha Vayechar Ala Pesach Velo Milo. If one person sat by the opening, by the door, and he did not fill up the space, Yoshav Hashenu Umilohu, and now the second guy sits next to him, and now the space is completely blocked, and the deer inside is trapped. Hasheni Chayev, only the second guy's Chayev, because when the first guy sat down, the deer wasn't trapped yet. The second guy is the one that filled up the space that the deer can no longer get out, and he's Chayev. Next case, Yoshav Harishon Ala Pesach Umilohu. One person sat by the opening, and he filled it up. He trapped the deer. Uva Hasheni V'yoshav Betzidyo. And then the second guy came along, and he sat next to him. Now, the Tosafot Yom Tov explains, when we say sat next to him, he sat in front of him. They're one behind the other, and the hole of the door is behind them. And we're going to see why that is. Afa pisha omad harishon v'holochlo, even though the first person, the one that's right by the opening, behind the second guy. He got up, and he left. So now this second guy is left blocking the door. Nevertheless, harishon chayev asheni pater. Only the first guy's chayev, because he was the one that locked the area that the deer can no longer get out. And the second guy's putter, because what did he do? He was sitting there, but it was already locked beforehand. So now that the original guy left, okay. As the Mishnah says, halamaza daima, what's this like? The noyalis beisel l'shem, if a person locks his door to guard it, v'nimtza svi shamer b'saychen, he finds a deer that's already watched inside of it. Let's say a deer is tied up, like the Mefarshim explained, and one locks his door. He's not chayev because of tzida at all. In fact, mutar lechatchila, the Mefarshim explained, he's allowed to lock his door because he's not trapping the deer at all. The deer is already trapped. It's already tied up in the house. If the deer is then untied, he didn't do anything wrong. He doesn't have to now unlock his door and open it and let the deer leave. That's fine. He never actually trapped the deer. And that's this case. Now, the reason Tosafot Yom Tov about to say that these guys are standing one behind the other, because if they're right next to each other and one person is blocking the door and the other guy's next to him, how is it possible for the second guy to be blocking the door immediately as the first guy leaves? If he's next to him, it's not possible, because once the first guy leaves, the other guy's got to go and stand in his place, and then he'd be chayv too. So that's why Tosafot Yom Tov explained the case had to have been where the two guys are one in front of the other.